This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's Wednesday, February 5th. Thank you so much for joining us. It is a big day today for a tiny blue bird. Twitter released its first earnings report since it went public, and it made more money than analysts were expecting. But there are still some big questions. Does it have enough users? Can it make enough money? To break it all down, we've got our tech reporter, Quina Kim. Hi, Quina.
Hey.
So Twitter's monthly active users grew to 241 million. That's about an increase of 9 million users. How important is that number?
That number is the number that all the investors are looking at right now. I think people thought that the revenues were going to be in line. In fact, they beat expectations, so that's good. But the problem that Twitter has always faced from the beginning is their users and how quickly they're acquiring them. Now, that increase is only a 4% increase. I don't think that's going to be seen as a really good sign on the street. And in fact, in after-hours trading, it looks like the stock is going down. So yeah, it's not good news for them.
What about where those users are coming from? A lot of the growth here was from outside the U.S., which is less valuable overall to Twitter in their revenue picture. Does that matter to investors?
Well, that is true. But actually, investors were looking for more growth abroad. I think the general feeling right now is that Twitter's, you know, getting good traction in the United States. But at some point, that market's going to become saturated. So really, the growth is going to come from abroad. And so the fact that they are making traction there is a hopeful sign.
All right. So let's talk about what those users are going to see, right? Ads. Everybody says Twitter's got to make money by selling ads. How are they doing on that front?
So analysts were expecting a 2-cent loss per share, but Twitter's reporting that they had a 2-cent gain per share. So it looks like revenues are doing really well. There's the sponsor tweets, which is sort of their big money maker. They're also rolling out a bunch of other products. They've struck a deal a little while ago with Comcast to start merging Twitter and TV a little bit more seamlessly. That could be another revenue stream. There's been news that they're going to start selling stuff on Twitter. And I think what the company's been doing really well is that they have a bunch of products, advertising products, that they're releasing slowly for several reasons. Number one, making sure that they work and they resonate with advertisers and the technology is seamless, but also it sort of evens out their earnings rather than like releasing everything they can sell, you know, in like the first month. They're doing it over a more scheduled period, and then that sort of smooths out their earning.
This is the first earnings report we're getting from Twitter. How much can you actually predict about what a company's going to do, how they're going to do from just one report like this?
Huh, that's a good question. I think, you know, what is probably good about this report is that there was a little bit of scuttle when they first filed for the IPO about, you know, it was under that confidential filing under the Jobs Act. And also they didn't have to file as much stuff. So I think this is going to give investors a much clearer vision of what the company looks like. How much does it predict? That's hard to say. You know, Facebook's earnings, their first earnings weren't very good and the stock tanked. But now their stock's up, you know, in the last year by, you know, double digits. So I guess it's a little bit of a mixed bag. In this case, it does give investors more of a look into the company than they've had before. How much will that predict going forward? That's hard to say.
Marketplace's tech reporter, Quina Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.